This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Coach made things interesting towards the end there as he gets Dave's headset there. What can you say about that effort from your team over the last 10 minutes to really get back into this one?
Well, that was a very, very good basketball team we just played, and we just dug ourselves too deep of a hole, and I thought our guys really fought. They showed some character, and I told them that at the end of the game, now you have proved to me that you can play hard, and you showed me that you have it, but you got to do it all the time now, and that's the way we want to play throughout the whole year.
You switched to full court press with about 10 minutes to play, and that really seemed to be the difference. How confident were you in your guys that they could keep up the press for that long, for a quarter of the game?
Well, we have a number of guys on the bench that was fresh, and Bakari Copeland really carried us for a while, and we got some stops and got back into the game, and we just didn't get that one stop that we needed, and we gave up a couple layups down the stretch, and a mark of a good team. You know, those guys hit their free throws when it mattered, and that's why we couldn't obviously get that lead back.
Michael Chambers coming off the bench was spectacular for you guys, especially during that full court press. 6 points, but he really showed a lot of heart. What can you say about what he did tonight?
Well, he's proven. We talked to him about not waiting and be more assertive, and that's what we asked from him to do. And, DeRico Peck, this offensive rebound, and then they did a very good job of shutting down Ryan and Dino. What we said, if they were going to beat us, we were going to try to make Cena and Hart beat us. Kavanaugh is a very good player, and he made the plays down the stretch when his team needed it.
Well, we got a bus ride back to the shore and a game against Baltimore County on Sunday. What will you tell your guys on the way back and the buffer day tomorrow before we get right back at it again?
Well, the UMBC team is a very scrappy team. They shoot the ball just as well as George Washington does, and they can shoot the ball 1 through 5, and all those guys are very talented, and we're going to have our work cut out. But hopefully we have the home court advantage. Our fans come out and support us. We can maybe get that win on our first win on Sunday evening at 4 o'clock.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Fine effort tonight.